talk about decentralization and bank annihilation. Bitcoin, Litecoin, MyCoin, YourCoin, Blockchain, baby. Mondays at 1600 hours Eastern, Studio A.
Understanding must arise during these times of unparalleled deceit. A view into the depths of society upon which this country has fallen. A storm brews upon the horizon. It's been said that those that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear will play a paramount role in the furthering of humanity and civilized society. But can civilized society and humanity survive the coming conflicts not seen since a dawn of time in ages bypassed? But you can find true forms of information and knowledge in abundance at revolution.radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the globe. Stand upon the right side of history. Right side of history.
General Holder, you've got to get us out of here now! I won't let you down. I won't let you down, son.
Revolution.
Out of these gates. We've got a better chance of survival if we work together. Do you understand? If we stay together, we survive.
Pleased to bring you.
Hold the line. Stay with me. If you find yourself alone, riding in green fields with the sun on your face, do not be troubled.
Time for honoring yourself will soon be at an end. Highness.
Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Are you a man who once said death smiles at us all? All a man can do is smile back. All a man can do is smile back.
Stay with us. Hold the line. Hold the line, people. This is what it takes. It takes us to hold the line. I'm putting this stuff on the front burner. Not putting it on the back burner. I can't believe Oscar, man. He should know that we go on at this time. What the heck wrong with him? He ought to put on his phone. He'd be up in the... What the heck he's doing? Let me see something here. Hold on one second. Oh, man, this boy. You believe this sucker. But anyway, welcome to the Cognitive Reality Show with me and Sergeant Miller in the house. We got to be in y'all timeline because this is the way it needs to be. For the knuckleheads out there that don't even know we're going at this time, but happen to stumble up on us on this number one listener-supported station on the planet, of what needs to be in people's reality and their timeline, and they don't even know it. But when they come to this station and they like, man, who these people are? They find out that we're Revolution Radio. You're listening to the Cognitive Reality Show with Two Feathers and Sergeant Miller. Sergeant Miller, you're in the house. What's happening?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. All accounted for.
All accounted for. Roger Lima Charlie. How you feeling, my brother? How was your weekend?
It was a couple of days passed by. You just try to maintain.
There you go. Yeah, that's about what you got to do. And let me tell you, first of all, let's let the people know where we can be contacted. www.revolution.radiofreedomslips.net, freedomslips.org. 12 years going on 13, all because of listeners out there in Radio Land who love this station. And everything that, that helped out this station is greatly appreciated, and we appreciate you all. So let me tell you, today, before I came to work, man, I had to bury one of my dogs, man.
Oh, man.
A little Pekingese dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the one I almost gave to Cliff.
Years ago.
Yeah, years ago, a few years back. And, yeah, my mother decided to keep her. And what happened was, she went down quick. And she was yapping last night from all that pain she was in. Mm-hmm. We were going to bring her. We found out that the animal shelter, will put your animal down, for people that really can't afford it, you know?
Yeah, they're professionals at that.
Yeah. Well, you know what I found out, Sergeant Miller, that they euthanize the cats, like, faster than a dog, right?
Because mm-hmm.
everybody, loves dogs. They want dogs. So what happened was, come to find out, the one by our house, what they do is they don't even put the cats down as fast now because people are wanting cats. Like for your example, or your friend's example, how he has those rats out in the, mm-hmm. By his barn and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so a lot of people want those cats for, running off those rats. Because people that have barns, they all know that you wind up accumulating a lot of rats sometimes, especially if you got, like, corn or something like that in a barn or silo.
Yeah, bale hay, a lot of hay balers. Mm-hmm. They got a lot of cats, yeah.
Yeah, the rats, they try to get up in that, probably like in the wintertime, they probably try to get up in that hay and get warm, and they lay them baby, they had them baby, Or rats do. Yeah, but I had to bury the Pekingese today before coming to work, and man, I did all kind of stuff. Put down a new rug, I had ordered a new area rug for the living room, and I had put that down and kind of scotch guarded it. You try to protect it from stains or moisture, like something being spilt on it.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful rug too. Boy, that sucker's big, it's huge. And was gonna work on my room because I've been trying to, my son had just went back to YCP. And he was on for a week. We got to enjoy, going to the, like I was telling you last week, we got to enjoy going to the pool. So we had a real good time with all that,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've been trying to work on this room, getting this room together. And, it just seemed like when I go to try to, I did one coat of mud on, I floated taped it. This one wall that I got to finish. But, our little dog passing away, I had to take a step back,
Yeah, if it ain't one thing, it's another.
Yeah, so, I kind of look at it like that, I try to go forward, and you wind up having to step back all the time,
Yeah, that's the name of the game.
Man, I'm like, I was trying to go forward with what I was trying to do. And, well, you got to step back before you can go forward. I'm like, hey, constantly, huh? But you just, the way I try to look at it too is I try to stay positive in all aspects, but it doesn't do that much good for the body and the mind. You know, with the pain of having to step back when you're trying to go forward.
Yeah, like running to a spider web when it's going in.
Yeah, like, man, trying to constantly go forward, and you just feel like that something stepping on your curtail and trying to hold you back from taking the next step. It's like, doggone it, you know? But eventually, yeah. I guess, you know?
Kind of like Biden stepping out of Air Force One. You got to take it one step at a time.
That joker trying to run up the steps two or three at a time, huh?
Don't do it.
Like he's in his 50s or something.
Yeah, boy.
Man, that joker there, boy. And then,
that joker there, he just be looking mean for no reason.
Yeah, looking like that old joke on that guy that does the ventriloquist puppet.
Yeah, yeah, oh, the grandpa puppet.
Yeah, Jeff Dunham, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, Walter, huh? His name is Walter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look just like Joe Biden, huh?
The eyebrows and everything.
Yeah, the little wrinkles on the side of his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn, that joker look just like Joe Biden, boy. Walter always got that frown, that upside down smile, got that frown on his face.
Yeah, yeah, but you see how they played? We all know he got dementia. They asked him about that cocaine. He just didn't answer, just look off in the sky. He's like, okay, that's normal. Right?
Yeah, that's normal. Yeah, buddy. I saw some little, not a meme, but some kind of little article they had somewhere. I saw just a little bit ago. They were showing how he was getting lost up in China. He must have visited China or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he was standing in the midst of the army or whatever. He had lost his sense of direction. I was like, damn. Yeah, it's getting pretty bad, man. I mean, that, you know, dementia or what have you, you know, is setting in on him. And that's what people are not realizing, that, you know, I just don't understand. Like, you know, I get the knowledge of, you know, how much longer they, and then to think that, you know, he had the gall to come up and say he's ready to run for re-election. I'm like, oh.
You better walk. You better walk this re-election, not run, Joe.
Yeah. Well, we probably said that right after eating the ice cream cone.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because there wouldn't have been no way he could have thought it out. Oh, boy. Bad joke of that, boy. I tell you. And then we hearing that all. That they were wanting to send some of them cluster munitions over there, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tony Stark. There you go. Tony Stark, Iron Man.
Iron Man. Who the heck is that?
The movie Iron Man, Marvel.
Oh.
Yeah, he had a family that dealt with military-grade weapons. Yeah, cluster bomb.
I don't know why in the world. And then I heard oh boy, that video I sent you earlier. He was saying that you know, those cluster bombs like that, man, what they do is when, let's say, some of them don't go off, you know, because it's like one bomb with a bunch of little mm-hmm. explosions in the end, some of them don't even go off. And the kids may be playing later on in life and pick one of them things up and explode. You know, that's why they're not a good idea. But, you know, they're wanting to with the continuation of this damn stuff, man. It's just like they won't give it up. They just want to keep moving forward, and it's just like, and this thing ain't even really amped up, you know? That's what people fail to realize. I mean, this thing ain't even really started. I heard that, I don't know from what I'm gathering, they saying that both sides are running low on ammunition or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think that's true for one side. But then they saying that NATO is wanting to build some type of ammunition, like manufacturing plant over there in Western Ukraine. I'm like, oh, man. I don't know if you heard about that.
Bro, there's all kind of stories out there. Mm-hmm.
I said, man, them jokers, they already, and then I see a lot of people don't realize that what's happening too is they're wanting to fast track Ukraine and join NATO. But some of these other countries, you know, they want to take their poke. Why is it that they want Ukraine to join NATO so much on a fast track or fast basis?
They got a creed in NATO. If you're part of NATO, you attack one country, you attacking NATO as a whole.
That's right.
Yeah. That was your boy Lindsey Graham trying to push for NATO, Ukraine to join NATO.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Lindsey,
half a grand. Yeah. You better watch it, old boy. Be sniffing him, too.
Yeah. That's why I be clowning him. I got to clown him.
Yeah, half a grand. That's good. That joke of that, man. I tell you what, that's the first one that people fail to realize. He's the one that first turned coke against old Trump.
Oh, yeah, the more war hawks.
The freaking Republican, man. I was like, boy, that's a damn shame.
Him and John McCain. It was in Ukraine around 2014. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they was giving a little pep rally in Ukraine.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. A pep rally. Something.
And, I'm like, what the hell a senator is doing in another country trying to rile up the Ukrainian troops at that time? What the hell he doing over there?
Yeah. Because from what I gather, the United States never did like Russia.
Never did. And
they had nothing to do with their Russia wasn't even nothing to do with USSR. You know, and you know, in that type of socialist, you know, type of part, they just were straight up.
Oh yeah, well they love Stalin and Karl Marx and Lenin. They love them to this day.
Absolutely. And that sucker there, if people they go find out about that, how many hours was that video about the blood war, I think it was called. Most cruelest thing I ever heard in my entire life. You know? It was sick under Stalin. And I was like, man, people only knew about that. They could find it on BitChute, man. I tell you what, you watch that video, man, you'll really see the realization of how cruel Stalin was.
Man.
Not good at all.
That sucker would starve people, man, to death.
Yeah. He would even take away your pets so you couldn't even eat your pets. Took away all of their seeding for plant replanting. I mean, they damn near were eating the children. The people were too weak to run away. Mm-hmm. And then if they caught you, they would shoot you and all this stuff, man. I'm telling you, it was horrible, dude. I've never heard of an evil in all my damn life. This is how cruel these people were, man. They just were evil to the core. So it makes you wonder, like with Turkey. I don't know if you heard about Turkey. They turned cold against Russia. Mm-hmm. I just heard that earlier. Yep. I'm going to send you this latest video that I just found a while ago. Only about 22 minutes long. And you check that one out. It's the same dude that I turned on to earlier with the other videos. But it's one that he just made. Like
Canadian Preble. You can give him a shout out.
Yeah. And what happened was he must have turned on the camera and came in and did a video. Like it was like, I think it was like 29 minutes ago or something he made. He made one just a little while ago. And, man, he was right on the money with everything he was saying, you know, about all of that with Turkey turning coat. But he's saying they could be playing both sides. They don't really know because they have a lot of things that's in their court, you know, that makes them be able to do what they're doing, you know.
Yeah, they got they got the power of those ports over there. Yeah. Like their Navy. Their Navy is a big presence down there.
Whatever the hell it is, it's like they're supposed to be having a lot of pull. And you know, with all of this, you think about with all of this, you know, the New World Order, or you think about the European Union, all of these, you know, the European Union consisted of 27 countries, and now they're adding Finland and Sweden. You know, you think about the, you know, one big control grid. You know, it starts with the connectivity of everything, right? And it, how these countries, they want to be connected. All these countries want to be connected with one another. We think about the, you know, the metaverse. I heard that, you know, we think of Twitter. You know, well, I love how BBC Radio and our area, you know, how they try to put down Twitter. And they saying that Mark Zuckerberg just came up with a new something like a Twitter, just like Twitter in the metaverse, I think. But now he's coming up with his own Twitter. And they saying that, I don't know, it's because of the bots. Remember I was speaking about the bots that Elon Musk has allowed to go on his platform.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if, you know, Mark Zuckerberg like countered that type of activity. You know, with not allowing any type of bots on his platform. I don't know. But to me, if you're going to have a platform, depending on who controls those bots, like we think of, you know, go back to iRobot, huh? When we come to find out when their eyes turn red, I spoke about you got somebody who controls, you know, those, like, with this one individual company, corporation, control those bots. But you think about, imagine if you had, let's say Twitter, for example, and you had all of these different companies and corporations that had their own bots, all right? Let's say they paid Elon Musk. They wanted to ingest 100 bots under their company, say like whatever their bot name was, right? They were the end user, right? So they were the end user of those 100 bots. And then you had another company come in, they have 100 bots. And then they get to control those bots under their company name. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is, you get all of these bot plays into conversations and you don't know what type of manipulation that these different companies/corporations have upon those bots that they inject into a conversation or whatever they tried to gear like certain conversation toward. Like, let's say you have a Twitter account, which you probably do. I don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get a lot of information.
Yeah. And I'm not saying anything against Twitter. I'm just stating, like, just a little example. And let's say that these people have ill intent of a certain topic that they want to speak about with their 100 bots. And they put it across the, you know, the different areas of their 100 bots across the different area of the way that they, you know, their ill intent is about, you know, of the type of information. And what if they could control each individual, which they should, because if they control the URL and that makes them the end user of those 100 bots, then they could control whatever way that they want to, you know, make each individual bot sound off in a conversation of things, you know? So it's amazing how all of this, you know, the control grid that they call starts with the connectivity of everything. Right. And so it says the late Rosa Carrari stated about Agenda 21, quote, it is the blueprint, the comprehensive plan of action for the 21st century to inventory and control all land, all water, all plants, all minerals, all animals, all construction, all means of production, all energy, all law enforcement, all health care, all food, all education, all information, and all human beings in the world, unquote. How you like that? So believe it or not, go ahead.
No, I said, there you go. That's damn near every situation we got going on these days. Control. Control everything. Control everything and stuff. Cut your fingernails.
Yeah. That's true, son. Well said. And let me ask you this. You know, we think about Uncle Billy. You and I, we mention Uncle Billy Gates a lot, you know, sometimes. How does it make you feel, okay, like, let's say, for example, you know how you stood for your daughter not taking those shots at school or whatever, certain shots or whatever. So let's say with that mindset right there, with this control mechanism of what they're wanting to control every damn thing. And now we learned about what this, you know, the Jabberoni was all about, right? That COVID shot and all of that, causing myocarditis. So if once we found out that all of that through our own research of the ill intent that Fauci was walking out the back door with the bat, remember? So with all of that and what we've learned through our research, so what is it that excuses Bill Gates in coming to talk about wanting to control all food? And we know that, you know, wanting to give us myocarditis and having a patent that's a crime against nature. So what excuses someone like Bill Gates wanting to alter? Shouldn't it be a crime to want to alter our DNA, our mRNA through our food source? If they're wanting to control, now we're hearing that he's created these these bio labs to remanufacture meat, you know, chicken, poultry. Now he's fooling with chicken. And they had this sister said she went in and got that cheaper Walmart chicken or whatever. And she said she always soak her chicken in vinegar. And I saw it on a video and she goes, look at this. The chicken is getting like strings on it, you know? And I said, strings coming from chicken? You know? And it's just like, it makes you think about Bill Gates and him trying to create this manufactured meat. And now, you know, we already know they got the Impossible Burger, you know, with Burger King, with, you know, making it look like it's bleeding. All that manufactured bull crap. How in the world do you, I mean, let me ask you this question. Do you think it should be a crime that if they're trying to, we, they finding out, they already found out through scientific study that it's been caused myocarditis in the remdesivir shot, the COVID shot, right? So if that should be considered a crime, what makes it not a crime for Bill Gates to create something that is going to alter your mRNA? So it shouldn't be a crime, just in the same sense?
Well, I mean,
but
yeah, I mean, that's a damn good question. And the thing is, if someone goes into a bank, robs a bank, and shoots a teller, what they give them? They give them the death penalty, right?
Right.
Okay, so just because he's on TV and he said if we apply these vaccines right, we can decrease the population by 15%.
Yep, 10 to 15%.
So just because he's nice about killing people and got sweet words and, you know, he got millions of dollars to fund research. You know, it just makes it, he makes killing look like saying your ABCs and your 1, 2, 3s. But it's no different than him robbing a bank and shooting a teller.
That's correct.
So, death penalty, I think.
Yeah, I mean, like just like you said, the only thing difference is he's wrapping you up in some Christmas paper and putting a bow on top of
it. There you go. With some cookies and milk on the table.
Yeah, waiting for Santa to go ahead and come in and take the cookies.
Yeah, some Monsanto chocolate chip cookies.
Dang. Santa don't even they got a jack up Santa now, huh? All to his mRNA.
Yeah. But he playing with nature. With the natural flow of parents, you know, consent. He's really lying to you and making it sound like it's beautiful. And it's like, okay, so that's how a billionaire thinks. You get all this money, you can go around the world 3-4 times, and you don't even sneeze when you look in the ATM. You know, it's like, what's the use of having all that money if you're not going to better your humanity and you're killing off people?
That's right.
What's the use of being a billionaire then?
Yeah, and then what the hell, what kind of society have we come to where people would want to follow after these type of people just because, you know, he's a Microsoft creator or whatever? You know, I mean, what in the world makes them think that he's any smarter than an individual that's trying to help a neighborhood seem like it would be more intelligent, you know, or someone trying to help a population of people, or just like yourself when you went into New Orleans for Hurricane Katrina, you know, somebody would want to look up to somebody like you more than they would look up to an idiot that wants to remanufacture meat and make it into an Impossible Burger, you know, a manufactured freaking meat patty. You know, what makes them want to follow after these type of people? That they wouldn't want to make a society, a better society, because they, you know, they have that type of money that could do such a thing. You know, it's just like, where have these people taken us? Where are they trying to take us? You know, why are there so many people following after these people?
Is that materialism? You know, they you know, people that don't understand what's going on. When you say that word billionaire, they're like, oh, man, there's someone I got to follow. I want to be just like him with all that money. I want to have a yacht that fits into another yacht. You know, that materialism. Yeah. You know, I want that Tesla.
But when you get somebody like Uncle Billy Gates, when he shoved enough mRNA alteration into you where your penis is going up inside like a vagina. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, but you look at the alteration that they're wanting to do with, you know, like McCamp is saying, you know, that not only, you know, of the, you know, the gender altercations, but, you know, with, well, hell, you look at the mRNA altercation of re-disfiguring and designing your mRNA, you know? I mean, to me, that's no better than freaking Fauci. Especially when they caught the sucker walking out the back door with the patent that's a crime against nature. And then, damn, nobody even raised the question, well, shouldn't it, if it's a crime against nature, how come it can't be a crime against humanity?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Shoot. It said, believe it or not, all evidence points to technocracy and transhumanism that they want to make us transhuman, huh? And a remaking of the entire planet and all its inhabitants. It said there's a hidden motive behind the movement to transition American, Canadian, European, and Australians out of their gas-powered vehicles, out of their gas stoves and gas lawnmowers, into machines powered by electricity. They tell you it's to save the environment. I'm here to tell you that's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for the environment, but this is not about the environment. That's nothing more than a clever sales pitch. Notice how they never talk about where they're going to put all those lithium leaking batteries and toxic solar panels. So let's address the real reason you're being told to go electric. Things powered by electricity are dependent on the electric grid, which is dependent on a relatively small number of government-dependent utility companies. And if you read the websites of those utility companies, you will see how quote, sustainability, renewable energy, net zero carbon emissions, etc. This is the language of the United Nations Agenda 2030 and its 17 Sustainable Development Goal to transform the world through a quote unquote digital reset.
There you go.
And fourth, what's that?
I say, you know how many people don't know that exists? That program exists?
What, digital reset?
No, the Agenda 2030. What you reading?
Oh, okay. That's true. And look, we're only 7 years away from that.
Mm-hmm.
And even less than that. So, you know, what is it going to look like once we're there? And then they talk about this new digital reset and quote unquote fourth industrial revolution. They try to call it the fourth turn or whatever. Because you notice they all of this digital, everything digital, right? So they wanted to do away with the old, what was it? You remember how they went from, what was it, monologue? Remember how they did away with that? And they wanted to go everything digital. So,
Analog. Mm-hmm.
Get away from all of that so they can make everything upgraded, which, you know, I would have to say that by moving away from paper to digital is a good thing when you think about, you know, medical records and all that. All that information has to be put into, you know, storage files, you know, that It's a faster access on computers and stuff. And I'm not saying, that's what I'm saying, using technology for, you know, a great purpose is a good thing. There's nothing wrong with, you know, technology being used for good. But you look at what, you know, Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and all these people, you know, if they're doing it for control, just because they might be vegans or, you know, what have you, and say that, you know, we need to eat imitation meat. You know, what, just because they're billionaires, it doesn't give, it shouldn't, because remember, number one, if you put it on the front burner of thinking, they're wanting to alter your mRNA. What if they're trying to alter your mRNA to get you in a different mindset? Yeah, I'm eating real meat. You know, they're sitting there controlling, changing your thoughts through the processed meats that they're producing. You know, that they're lab-grown meat, I heard it's called.
Yeah, you know? Did you see that the video with Netanyahu went to that plant with that fake food?
What happened?
It was on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
That was this plant. It looked like a newspaper printing press.
Okay.
And you could watch them print up, I think it was some fish. Or salmon, made from synthetic. Yeah, yeah. You can see that. You can see it getting printed up. And Netanyahu was over there. They did like a tour. And I was like, look at this shit.
They were printing fish.
Printing fish.
Damn, that sounds like something. I saw that kind of like episode off of SpongeBob.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Krabs had him printing Krabby Patties, and the people, it looked like a real patty, but they wound up figuring out it was just paper.
Same thing. There you go.
Yeah. I was like, oh, listen to this. Now you're talking about they printing fish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. What they got? So you eat the paper, and it tastes like sound.
I guess it looked at it. I was like, damn. They brought everybody out a plate with a fork. And I'm looking at this shit like, I'm like, man, what is this? An episode on Netflix? I'm like, you got the villain. You got the villain in there, Netanyahu. Yeah, you got a good storyline.
So you know what was going to happen. He was going to stick that, thinking he was sticking a fish, and he going to. You're going to see holes through the paper.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute. This supposed to be a fish.
Ah, player, that ain't going to work in Louisiana, baby. I'm sorry.
Man.
We like our fried catfish, full of Tony Santry, le cayenne, and some etouffee. Imagine some.
There you go.
Imagine some, some paper shrimp. Some people, 18 feet. Man, get out of here with that.
I know, man. That sounds like some dumb crap right there, boy. Man. Hey, they done went off the deep end with all that. That's what I was saying.
Oh, yeah.
And then you go to eating that, and no telling. Hell, and we talking about some kind of paper. We ain't even talking about no, you know, imitation meat. Man, these people, I'm telling you, man, they letting these people go too far. I mean, it's just like, they must go in the back room and take some kind of, I don't know what you call it, like a modern day, some kind of mind-altering drug or something that they come back out and they must envision this type of stuff because, man, I ain't never heard people like this. You know, to me, it's just like, I don't understand, like, how they don't walk in and just slap the cuffs on these type of people for even wanting to produce anything like that.
Hey,
you know?
I don't understand it neither, but I understand that it's a reality.
And to think that they have a conglomerate of people that might even be in the governmental body that doesn't recognize this type of activity that these people are portraying upon people, you know, as a normalcy upon the population of people, that they can see that what's taking place here. You know, lab-grown meat? Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. That it's an imitation of a real burger that you would eat in the backyard on a grill? I mean, oh, my Lord, man. It's just like, and they want you to fall for this crap?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. I mean, I'm just laughing because this shit is hilarious to me. Because this, I'm like, all right, boy, this Matrix ain't no joke, boy. If your brain ain't pumping on all cylinders, you're out of there.
Yeah, you're out of there. That's it. Something wrong. That Burger King would even allow such a burger, imitation burger, to come in on their flame raw burger and just call it a burger and it's not even a burger.
Yeah, burger then call King, it.
That should have been an embarrassment.
Yeah, and then call it impossible.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want nothing. Yeah, I don't want nothing named impossible. I don't care if it's possible popcorn.
Yeah. Burger King should have came up and told him, well, man, wasn't it impossible to make that burger?
All right.
Get the hell out of here with that burger. Probably told him it's too damn impossible to make, then it's too impossible to be in my restaurant.
Mm-mm-mm.
Man, come on, man.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me?
You're going to need some impossible toilet paper after that.
Yeah. Are you going to tell me the thing going to bleed like it is bleeding, like some red blood, and it ain't even blood, it's just a gel. It's a gel that looks like blood. I'm like, oh, man. You want some impossible toilet paper, huh? It's an imitation toilet paper. You go to wipe your butt, and you done hit your finger.
Oh, boy.
But it's biodegradable. It dissolves as soon as you wipe the wet part of your butt. That's it. And then you're like, well, I know it was called impossible toilet paper, but, man, I didn't know it was impossible to see it disappear before my eyes, or it was possible.
Good. You know? And what they going to do next? They're going to be like, well, your toilet wall is no use no more. We're going to make a system where it's gonna be your piss that's flowing in your toilet water just to conserve on water. Yeah. Yeah, that's next. Damn, I just gave my idea.
Oh, Lord. And then all that water flowing through Philadelphia up there by Scotty right now, I heard. Over there in this area, man, they have bad flooding going on in the east.
Mm-hmm.
They got so much water on this planet, man, that they... And then I heard Arizona having record weekly, the whole week supposed to be record heat. You know, it's just like too much water in one place, dry in another, when they could be shoveling that water to where it's dry at. I mean, man. Like, we got a bunch of knuckleheads running this world, man. Wanting to connect? What the hell are they connecting to? They sure ain't connecting to a light bulb. Is this upstairs?
Yeah, bro. And then somebody with sense and logic thinking, you're a conspiracy theorist. Hold on. Y'all can miss me with that, because y'all think men could be women and women could be men, and you want impossible burgers and you want paper fish.
Yeah.
Hold on, who's the real conspiracy theorist?
And that's real. That's real what they doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I go fishing and don't have a license and catch too many fish, they can confiscate me, my vehicle, and the fish. And put you in jail and give you a fine. But y'all gonna let these suckers get away with paper fish. Man, if y'all don't kiss my ass completely.
Yeah. And you know what you should do? You should hold up that real fish and tell them this is an impossible fish. It was impossible to catch.
It won't be impossible to clean, though, God damn it.
Yeah, it'd be real. Just wiping a piece of paper off. He's real. He's real. And y'all to leave me alone, man. This is a real fish. He said, utility companies are playing ball with the black hats. I don't know who the black hats are, who continuously tell us how we need to transition into a new order.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, build back better, unquote, with a new system based on 5G and digital everything. What they don't tell you is that by going digital with the, quote, Internet of Things, unquote, where everyone and everything is connected 24/7. We are walking into a surveillance society that involves our total dependency on a digital, on their digitally connected AI powered tracking devices are all of life's necessity. Accessing food, water, clothing, shelter, travel, health care, even the money in your banking account will all require a digitized QR code, your unique digital identity. So that QR code that everybody is, that's actually like a shortcut. I don't know exactly how they do it, but now you can scan on your television that QR code. The different things that come up on your phone, and it'll pull up whatever it is, to their website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they say, they done figured out what the Social Security number is. Now we got to do the QR code.
Wow.
Ain't that something, huh?
Yeah, it said this is not conspiracy theory. It's all out of... It's all out in the wide open and open source documents at the World Economic Forum, the UN, and elsewhere. Check out the World Economic Forum January 2020 white paper, Reimagining Digital Identity, a Strategic Imperative. It says that I discussed in a couple of recent articles, this is one of the main reasons by the Western globalist powers, led by the United States, must bring Russia to heel. Russia, along with their new partners in Saudi Arabia, control way too much cheap oil and gas for the West. It's like, unfortunately for the Western globalists, wind and solar are more expensive to produce and less reliable in performance. Hence, Russia must be dealt with through regime change and balkanization. The plan is for a vastly smaller global population using things connected to the internet and the electric power grid, where they can be monitored 24/7 and 100% controlled, not only in terms of their movement and the use of resources, but also in terms of their speech and political expression on the connected device. And if these globalists are successful, you will be tethered to a digital identity that makes it impossible to escape detection online. You make a commitment on social media or a blog like that goes against the prescribed narrative of the state and its corporate partners, then you get downgraded on your social credit score and eventually lose your quote-unquote privilege to log onto the internet. I heard Obama was saying something about he wanted everybody to be fingerprinted to get on the internet. I saw something about that.
It wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. That these are the digital.
Well, tell them. Tell them go fingerprint Michael.
He said I did. He just got it out my booty last night.
Yeah. Damn, baby, your fingerprint bigger than mine.
Damn. Michael too big. Oh, some of that joker want to run for president. I'm like, boy, I tell you, we headed down nowhere land.
Hey, look.
Anything about Arnold Schwarzenegger today?
Come again?
I said, did you hear anything about Arnold Schwarzenegger today?
Not really.
And I thought I heard something that he passed away. I'm not sure about that. Might have to look that up.
No, I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, I thought I might have overheard that somewhere. I don't know, man. All these jokers are getting old, man. It said, these are the quote, digital fingerprints that Barack Obama recently talked about. I just brought that up. I didn't even know anyone mentioned his name. The digital fingerprints that Barack Obama recently talked about in an interview with one of the corporate media's chill. Oh, there's a music song. You're listening to the Cognitive Reality Show with Sergeant Miller Two Feathers. Now come back and have a listen. We'll be here, Lord willing. Stay tuned.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
What the heck is the truth, jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this truth jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
Don't miss the Crick Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
The original machine had a base plate of pre-famulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fam. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic marsal vanes. So fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft, that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal Lotus O deltoid type placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator. Every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the grand meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
Everybody, you listen to the Cognitive Reality Show, Sergeant Miller and Two Feathers. And we got a very special guest that just joined us just a minute ago. And we'd like to let everybody know you're listening to the number one listener supported station in the land, on the planet. Hey, you're listening to that Revolution Radio, the one and only that needs to be propped up and held up and stood up. Because we are that number one station, 12 years, going on 13, all because of listeners. If you'd like to become a supporter of this show, we recommend that you do. Hey, go over to our website, www.revolution.radio, freedomslips.net, freedomslips.org. Have a look around at different methods of ways. And we let you know that the archives, we have an archives that's free right now. Go check it out. Get on that website. Become a Patreon. You know, you can give every month or one-time donation, however you feel. Get signed up to that matrix. Get in that chat room. Talk with these very special people that be in there. Talking about a whole host of things. Might even be talking about pets. You know, if you have pets, then they might be talking about pets or how to plant a special plant, you know, food source. They give you websites to go check out. You want to go on over and check that out? Get signed up to that matrix chat room. Hey, go check out our Twitter page, at freedoms_slips. Hey, it's all good. You want to get through snail mail, however you want to do it, it's all good. We just glad that you're here with us. We'd like to say welcome back, fellas. And we got Chaos. How you doing out there, Chaos and Sergeant Miller?
All right,
made it back. Yeah, we got another special guests that come to join us. What's happening, my friend? How you doing?
Hi, Two Feathers. Hi, Sarge.
Hey.
it's the infamous pony.
Oh, yeah, you got me. Oh, how you guys going? You guys all right?
Yeah, man. We're just trying to hold it up and How's everything going over in you all's neck of the woods?
Oh, it is whatever. But yeah, nah, you're beautiful, man. Like, I've disrespected you before, Two Feathers, and I want to apologize to you live on air in front of everyone. I'm sorry for disrespecting you back in the day. All right, so I love you, and I love Sarge. So sorry. So yeah.
Hey. Hey, man, you're forgiven already. And we appreciate you saying that because it's very, yeah, man, that's very kind of you to come to the show and say that.
Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I need someone to talk to. I'm really lonely at the moment, so I just need someone to talk to.
Hey, we're here for you, man.
That sounds weird coming from me.
Yeah.
Because I used to run shows.
Yeah. Because you know what it is, Bones? What we're doing is we're holding the line, just like Nighthawk, with whom you knew probably before me. You know? And
yeah.
That's what we're doing. We're just holding the line, man, trying to give everybody, you know, keep everybody on the front burner of information.
Yeah, no, that's different. That's different, man. Nighthawk was, he started this station in 2010, 2011. I jumped on board back then because I was into 9/11 and the conspiracy off. And yeah, it's just... He passed. I missed when he passed away. I wasn't around because I left the station in like 2017 or something. But regardless, man, we're not. I'm not here. Much respect to Nighthawk and his family. They're still running this day. Oh, can we send a shout out to a Mad Painter? Where's a Mad Painter? I haven't heard from a Mad Painter for like a month. So I hope Mad's like doing okay. Just send a hi to a Mad Painter if he's out there. I haven't heard from him for a month, so.
Well, he usually comes on, I think, the High Council sometimes.
He hasn't been on. I know what's up, man. I'm listening.
Yeah, he just. I think they moving into a different location, so. That's the last I heard.
Yes. Me too. Yeah, it's just good that,
man,
you know.
I talked to Sarge the other night. Sorry, Sarge. I'm an alcoholic. I'm a pisshead, bro. So, you know, I'm a white bogan, which is a redneck alcoholic.
That ain't nothing, man. I'm from the South.
Did I offend you?
That's a third of my family.
Yeah, I shouldn't get on here when I'm drunk. I'm drunk now, but yeah, I just want to talk to somebody. So I hope you guys.
It's all good. It's all good because it take a lot to offend those hard.
Yeah.
But Paul, you know what I try to say? When you want to come on air and you're saying you kind of tipsy right now. The thing is, I want to talk, man.
Yeah, I love talking. And sorry, go.
What you should do is just remember that if you choose to do that, then you have to control your demons, or let's say your not your demons. But your just throwing it out there as a sense of speech. But what I'm saying is your poison. Whatever your poison is.
Wow.
Yeah, whatever your poison is, and that's just a metaphor that I'm using, right? So your poison is, you got to be able to control that poison so that...
Do you smoke weed, Two Feathers?
What's that?
Do you smoke weed?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't mind.
Okay, sorry. Oh, you wouldn't mind, or...
Yeah.
Sarge, do you hit it or is it just me? Because I'm a stoner. I'm a total stoner.
I mean, I grew up around it, but you know the job I have, you get random.
Yeah, but
random drug tests.
You're military. You're like built to withstand all the drugs and negative. Two Feathers though, what? So you never smoke weed, Two Feathers?
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. You used to be a smoker back in the day.
Yeah.
But I'm the same way. I drive a truck and everything. And, you know.
No, you can't. Because they test you too now. Actually, in Australia, if you are a breathalyzer, and also a drug test. And if the drug test shows weed or meth, you're pulled over like you've been drink driving. So, yeah, they're full on it here. It's hard to get away with it.
I just had a random, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
So, what
they do? Breathalyze or saliva?
No, the breathalyzer, I had to go to the clinic, and they gave me a breathalyzer and PPN cup.
Wait. They took you in. They pulled you over.
No,
Didn't they take you to the station?
It was my manager. When I got off of work, my manager came see me, and he was like, "You got to go to this clinic.
You smoking weed?
Do the random." I went in there with more confidence than Joe Biden.
Biden time.
But my only vice is cigarettes. That's my vice.
Oh, you smoke batteries.
My vice.
Wow. Do you have a preference, like red, blue, or menthol, or
menthol? Your preference? I smoke cool.
Why do you black folks smoke menthol? Why? What is that? Dave Chappelle made a joke about it, so I'm just wondering what that is.
Probably the closest thing to weed.
I actually think it's the smell, the flavor. The mint.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I'm assuming. Shit, I've said too much. Even Dave Chappelle was like, why do black folks smoke menthol?
mm-hmm.
In one of his gigs. Oh, am I in trouble? Have I done something wrong?
Nah, you're good.
Two feathers, mate. You got some confidence about you, bro. You got some confidence about you, mate.
Well, I appreciate it. I try.
Just do your best, mate. Do your best, mate.
That's all I do. You know, just trying to enjoy this crazy show that we're all at and all.
Oh, the puppet show. The big kahuna show. All right. Let's go. You want to talk about, because you know why I'm here? I'm here because of 9/11. To be honest, 9/11 was my wake up thing that I saw. That I resaw because, you know, the day it happened, the media said, blah, blah, blah. But then 2 years later, I'm like, hang on a minute. What the hell? This is all fake. They're faking it. So then you got to learn about the media and how they construct the concepts of reality in the sense of that they're just repeating. The media talk heads, they're just repeating from a script. So again, just going back, 9/11, learn about that. And then 2003, 2004, learnt more about it. And then 9/11 happened. I got involved. Oh, actually, it was Comet Allen, and it was a comet. But wait, okay, so I'm talking to where Two Feathers and Sergeant Miller. Where do you stand on 9/11? Where do you stand on 9/11? Let me ask you, because it's going to be my limitless test. For you, where Two Feathers asking you right now, personally, 9/11. What do you believe about 9/11? Give me everything. Put it all out there, Two Feathers.
Donald Rumsfeld, in the cover up.
Rummy, yeah, old Rummy.
Yep.
$6 trillion cover up or something.
Yeah, I believe so.
I'm gonna ask you again. I'm gonna re-ask you, Two Feathers. Where do you stand on 9/11?
In what way? The Patriot Act being configured, being born.
Do you believe the official story, or do you question the official story?
Oh no, I don't question it. Well, the thing is, I do question it because. You know, have you ever, let me ask you a question. You ever heard of the High Fivers?
The High Fivers?
Does that ring a bell? Yeah,
no, it doesn't. the hell is
two
that?
Two brothers or whatever standing at the bottom when the buildings came down. They were giving each other a high five. What does that tell you? You could probably research it and find it.
Well, yeah. Well, I've watched a lot of shit, and that doesn't register.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we can. All right, let's go, Sergeant Miller. Where do you stand on 9/11?
I think you're talking about the dancing Israelis. Israelis.
Oh yeah. The five. Yeah. I know that one. Yeah.
Oh,
I was
man.
Watching it. Yeah, I know that one.
Well,
so,
hang
on. Let me ask you, Sarge. I'll just ask two feathers. Let's ask you. Where do you stand on 9/11?
What do you mean?
Let's go. Knee
deep. Well, I mean, it was the introduction of AI to TV for one. And then, because you got the Marvel movies that came out after then, you know, the CGI.
Oh, well, no, hang on. 2008 was Marvel. That was Iron Man, 2008. That same year as Bitcoin, Heath Ledger. I know that's all the code I used to talk about. So,
Wesley Snipes and Blade.
Yeah, that was, no, you're right. That was before. That was early 2000. Spider-Man. Hey, in Spider-Man, hey, he caught a helicopter between the Twin Towers, and they had to cut it because the Twin Towers fell. So, yeah, no, you're right. Marvel was before the main Marvel that we know now. So, I apologize. You're right.
It's all good.
The Blade was early.
I joined the Air Force in 2003, and I worked on F-16.
Are you joined the Air Force?
Yeah, joined the Air Force.
Oh, wow.
And I worked at this airfield that was next to NASA. So I had to land Air Force One, I think it was like once a month. And then doing that, you learn about they got a thing called alert. Alert is when you get a scramble. And down in the Gulf Coast, you have two F-16s on alert 24/7. And as a low toll on F-16, you would
Someone's
have to run that ship. Yeah, that's me. Yeah, I'm a working man.
I'm back from truck up.
Yeah,
so Air Force man, you weren't a grunt, you're a pilot. Did you fly?
No, hell no.
Oh, okay.
Nah, I did parachuting, but flying, that's not my cup of tea.
I'm terrified of heights. Two feathers, are you scared of heights, man? I'm scared of heights, bro. I can't even walk across a bridge. I have to hold the bridge. I'm like terrified. So, Two Feathers, what's your stint? What's your MO? What's your... Give me your life certificate, if you know what I mean.
What's that?
Two Feathers, I'm asking you a question. What is your life extreme? Where'd you come from? We got Sarge, he's military, and now I find out he's half a pilot, in a way. I can fly, but let's go with Two Feathers, mate. Where are you from? What are you doing? Well, what's your craft?
Craft, yeah. I do longshoreman work, moving thousands of tons of steel out of the bottom of a ship, drifting and drafting barges. I've ran printing presses the size of poster size, doing two-color, four-color close registration, the perfecting cylinders, the men in print, front
he's
and
deep.
Back.
Got it.
Yeah, man.
Now, Are you a big rig, like 18-wheeler? Is it an 18-wheeler that carries like two containers?
Yes, I can run doubles just like so.
Holy shit.
Yes.
But do you just drive, or do you get out the vehicle and you help out? Do you like, yeah, put the forklift here, guys, get that, or are you just a driver?
No, I can do it all. I can run a boom lift.
Do it all.
Certified lift operator. Been in a crane and a ship. Yeah, did all that. Oh yeah. Running printing presses, doing color specifications to the customer's specifications. Oh yeah, man. Color's right on the money.
Right.
Whatever the customer would want, I would match that color.
Now, do you have an enclosed truck or an open, i.e., do you carry containers or you just have an open that people shove stuff in to your truck?
Yeah, talking about a dry van or a flatbed? I've done them both.
Okay, here's the question. Is it your truck, the thing you're driving, the beast, is it a Mac 10 or is it your truck? Or is it a government truck or company truck?
Yeah, it's a company truck.
Company automatic. Truck, right? Right, yeah.
It's automatic. I think Sarge's is automatic too, isn't it, Sarge? I think it might have an automatic too. They're making all these big trucks automatics now.
Well, automatic, it doesn't matter, but I'm just saying, like, it's obviously it's not your truck. You just said that. It's a government thing, but...
A company truck.
Yeah, all right. Here's another question. Do you guys have pet dogs in your truck?
No, I don't, because we come back the next morning. Now, over the road drivers do pay like an extra fee if it's a company truck. Pay like $5 a month. You can have your animal in a truck.
$5 a month? Holy shit.
Yeah.
All right. No, I'm just thinking because, like, safety-wise as well. Actually, here's another question for you. Are you strapped? Are you guys carrying?
Not
Is that illegal to ask?
No.
Are you strapped? Two feathers?
No. Negative.
You're not?
I don't know about
salt. Okay.
Why not? I am the weapon.
Yeah.
Shit. But actually, Sarge, do you carry that?
Well, I have my carry concealed in the state of Louisiana.
What are you carrying? Can you name the company?
A Taurus G3C Taurus, nine millimeter.
Wow, how many does it hold?
13.
Wow. All right. No,
I only need two.
Headshot. Oh my god.
Yes.
I love it. Because they banned guns in Australia in 1996 after the Port Arthur massacre. And I love guns, man. I think every man should be strapped. Everybody should be strapped. Yeah. Right? If you're legit, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. So when we had the mass shooting in 1996, they banned guns. They just destroyed it.
That's part of the brainwashing, because criminals don't follow the law.
That's right.
So
yeah. No, that's true. But then we need guns to protect ourselves from the criminals.
So
but they banned guns in 1996, 1997, and they had this huge scheme, a buyback scheme. We'll buy back your guns. You just can't have them anymore. And so, there was all news footage. There was like, you know, the bins you put out on the week, the green trolley bin that you put out, they were filled with guns, man. And as you know, they handed them back to the government and went, handguns here in Australia, they don't do them. But hey, what we got is now the 3D printed stuff. When they start pumping that out, it's gonna happen. I'm gonna get a gun. I want one. for self-defense.
It's oh, I thought illegal, you was in but... New Zealand, Paul.
You thought I was Maori? Can I get 6 chicken nuggets with a chocolate thick shake, please? Yeah, that's New Zealand there. I'm Aussie, bro. I'm Melbourne.
Oh, you Melbourne.
Yeah, yeah. I think you just did a little diss, but it's all good. I'll let it go.
I do follow Melbourne. What's that, Melbourne News?
Huh?
I think it's on YouTube, Melbourne News. I do follow them.
Don't know. I'm not sure. Anyway, we're all white people in the bottom of the ocean or wherever we are. So New Zealand, Australian, we're kind of the same. We overtook the original cultures country and killed them, milked them, and here we are. Kind of like America.
Yeah, and karma is a real thing.
Mm-hmm. I've said too much.
Yeah, I don't remember. Heard something recently. I was watching like some of these futuristic cities that they're having. And I don't know if it was Melbourne or one of those places over there in Australia. They were talking about, can you see any like new construction going up homes over there?
Chinese money's coming in. Where in my suburb where I live, the last 5 years they've been building high structures, buildings, but it's Chinese money. Where before they were like, nah, we're not gonna let you, but the Chinese money is too much money, so they're paying. They're like, yeah, we'll take it, and we'll board them up. So yeah, there's been a lot of. I'm in a suburb that is Korean Chinese sort of deal. Like I'm the odd one out. I'm the whitest, brunettest guy you'll ever meet. I'm the odd one out here in my suburb. Because of the Chinese money. But nothing against them. Good on them, mate, you know?
Yeah.
That's what it's about, isn't it? You got to do your best and put profit in. I don't know. I don't have an answer, but just want to talk to somebody.
I just think the more that, you know, that these people of these different cultures, it's when they accept it. Because, see, we as a people here, I don't know about the people in Australia, but they're very, just like you just said, good on them. That's what I'm talking about. The more that these different cultures accept us as indigenous people of our countries, if they would accept us like we accept them, I think the world would be a good place to be, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to say. I mean, look, I've heard you're an American. You love America. You're the blood of it. Even though, like, you're Native American, right?
Right.
So, but I've heard you talk about America more than Americans at the station. So you love America, bro. You are American. In my mind, I'm like, man, this guy just fucking loves America. So, yeah, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. We're human. Country doesn't matter. Flags don't matter. We're human. We bleed red, and we want the best for each other and our children, if we have kids. I don't have kids. So we want the best for it. So the country thing, I get it, but I don't want to get it because it's a waste of. Well, it's not a waste of time. It can build a persona, but again, like, we're all human. We're all earthlings, yeah?
Yes, but did you hear me speak about Australia? Did you hear me speak about Australia that night?
Tonight?
No.
No, I didn't.
Well, Aussie Paul was listening that night, and he called in.
Aussie Paul, He's a quintessential bogan.
Yeah, well, Uncle Paul called in because he said I was right on the money. Because I had an article that was reading about, what was it, 744,000, under, like, children. 744,000 children were in poverty in 2022.
In Australia?
Yeah.
I don't doubt it.
So, and I was like, you all was getting a new prime minister or something over there, and she was like, oh, well, we need to look into, and I was like, yeah, I was trying to get people to realize that, why is it that they need to look into it? It should have, I mean, what is supposed to, how many kids is supposed to be? 1.5 million children in poverty before they start actually acting on it? That, you know, it already was up to 744,000, and I was speaking about all Australia, because I was saying that, you know, just like you all, you know, you're just like us. I mean, you all's grass gets high in your yards just like ours do, if you happen to be, you know, a homeowner.
Did you just say grass gets high in your yard?
Yeah.
Did you just
in
say
the, in the backyard whenever you need to cut your lawn?
Because this, you could, I could say, like, we all smoke weed like you do. We smoke grass. Yeah. No, it's yeah. Look, mate, humans, we you know, you're either
that's right.
getting your dick sucked or you're sucking someone. Like, sexual thing is, it's gonna happen. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant in a way, but it's relevant. It's life. So
we're all human. That's right. And the thing is, why when I speak about Australian, I just was saying that, you know, you all are just like us, you know. I mean, when you have that many children in poverty, we don't even know how many, you know, families and children here in the United States that might be in the same predicament. And we're no different than each other. That poverty is poverty. It has no racial ethnicity or
well, Australia, we're 20 million populace. You guys are 300 million populace. So the percentages are still there. The percentages are the same. Like, yeah, 10% of our society is screwed up on drugs. So is 10% of your society. It's no difference. I don't see any difference. The difference I see is, like, it is a racial thing, man. I love, like, see, how do I say this without being racist? I can't say anything. I've just buried myself. I love rap music. I'm white, right? And so the black thing, I've been picked on by black people, it doesn't matter. But I love black people in that they were beaten down for centuries. And it's only the last 100 years that they've actually got a voice. You know, Sarge, I'm talking to you, I guess. But yeah, hip hop, since the 90s, you've actually got a voice. And I love it. Hey, I love it because it's yours.
Watch the swear word.
Sorry, man. Yeah, I respect it so much because it came from the depth of the devil. If you want to say that, the devil. White man's the devil. All right, let's go. You guys were like destroyed. And you've got hip hop. You've got that. You've got that black artistry. We talking about this the other night with Ice Cube and Jamie Foxx and what happened? Was that me or was I hearing that? Like, so regardless of that, it's just black people I've got so much respect for because you've come from that to get to this, and now you got it. You got money. Now, in saying that, I don't know what I'm saying, to be honest.
Are you talking about
Sarge? Shoot me, Sarge. Just shoot me now, Sarge. Pull that 13 shot out and just pop it in my skull. I don't know what I'm talking about.
You're talking about rap music.
I love rap music.
Yeah, you was listening to that the other music, night.
Man. I love it. Hip hop is like, oh, are you talking to me? Yeah, I love hip hop, man. Do you like hip hop music? Tiffins?
Well, I like funk, the old funk music. You know, like the Brad.
George Clinton. Tupac.
You know, stuff like that. I mean, back.
Oh, I'm 90s. I'm totally 90s. I'm Pac, I'm Biggie. But the new stuff that's coming out in the last, you know, Future, there's a guy called Future. He's dope. Kodak Black, Little Durk, Little Baby. Future. Oh, yeah. I love it, man. These guys are getting their credit. They're getting their money. It doesn't matter if you think, oh, he's talent. I just like the music. I really like the music they're producing. So yeah, that's all I'm saying. Doesn't even have to be a racial thing.
Yeah.
I was watching these YouTubers before. They're called Even Out on YouTube, if you know what I'm talking about. Even Out. They're two twins. Oh. And so he's like, they walk up to police, right, coppers, and go, oh, look, there's a pig, right? And the cops are like, what the hell? But no, his twin is behind the cops, and he's actually holding a pig, like an animal pig. It's like, there's a pig. It's just funny. That doesn't make sense to anybody. It's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
All right, Two Feathers, you got to do your show. Run your show, bro. I'm taking over your show, Mosh.
Well,
tell me to shut up, bro.
I didn't want to interrupt you, you know.
Where's Sarge? Where's Sarge doing? Come on, Sarge. Get back on the call.
He's,
Is it Two Feathers running the show? You're running the show, bro. Oh, shut up. I'm sorry.
You're all right. I was writing my mileage down because we have to write them. And I forgot to write my mileage down when I got up to my destination earlier. And I was going to write it and totally forgot about it. All I do is
write mileage.
You have to write your mileage down for when you keep a logbook.
Okay.
You have to write your mileage down.
But doesn't the digital thing do it anyway? Or is that old school? That's old school.
Yeah.
Because there was
no
GPS.
I do it both ways.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many miles you rack up, mate?
About close to 500 a night.
500 miles a night?
Yeah, close to 500 a night. I forget
how many. Do you enjoy it?
Do I enjoy it?
Yeah, do you enjoy your job? Were you just stuck with it?
I could do it 4 days a week and get paid the same amount. I'd enjoy it more.
Yeah, but are you in love with your job? You know what I mean?
No,
like,
not in love with my job. No.
Not in love with it? Okay. Just do it to get by. Interesting.
Well, I mean, I'd love to be doing something else, you know, like my own thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, not driving. I wouldn't want to be driving if I had my own choice. Yeah, I'd love to be running my own business, doing something else.
Gotcha. Yeah,
going in and maybe going in with the time that I want to go in, you know?
Now, do you have a preference of vehicle? Or, like we asked you earlier, that the company, it's a company truck, right, that you drive in. But have you driven other trucks?
Oh, yeah.
And do you feel that, like, the other truck is better or... Because the vehicle is like a girl, man. It's like a girl, you know? It's like...
That's correct.
You know, you love a car like you love a woman. I was going to say the B word. So, you, obviously, you're stuck with a chick that you don't like.
No, I do like this one better than some of the other vehicles because they don't have a lot of space. But in this one... you got a little space in between the driver and the passenger.
Have you got
where I can put my ice?
Yeah, have you got the sleeping area in the back?
No. Sergeant Miller and I drive what's called day cabs.
What's that, sorry?
We drive what's called day cabs.
Day cab.
It doesn't have the sleeper in the back at all. We don't have a sleeper.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Sarge? You drive your own truck or you stuck with something? You got a main chick but you mingle?
No, he has I think he has a, I forget what he has. I think he has a Volvo. I'm not sure, but I think he does.
What's that? Volvo?
A Volvo.
Oh, Volvo. Yeah. Uh-huh. Sorry.
I'm in a Peterbilt, and I'm just doing. Oh. Yeah, I'm getting my hazmat together, so y'all got to excuse me.
I've got the Hot Wheels of that.
Got a Peterbilt.
Peterbilt, yeah, that's actually the brand name, Peterbilt. I got Hot Wheels off that stuff, man. That's classic.
Yeah, Peterbilt.
Do you have a sleeping compartment, Sarge, yourself?
Mm-mm. No, uh-uh.
Oh, okay. Damn, man, how do you do it? How do you drive so long and then get on radio?
I did it in the military.
Yeah, you're military trained, eh?
Yeah, I'm used to talking.
2 hours sleep. Wow.
Not no more. I'm much older. Sleep is very, very, very cherished in my neck of the woods.
You don't forget that. That's like our schooling. We're brainwashed, you know? You never forget. It's like schooling when we're school. You know, your most loved and hated relationships happen there. 18 years of being brainwashed. By media or student or whatever, is it going to affect you, man? Well, maybe just me. But,
some people say, how do you not fall asleep behind the wheel? I said, oh, I get my best sleep behind the wheel.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
Yeah,
I'll
man.
I'll play that one out.
You know, like...
Sorry, what?
Because you're constantly behind the wheel, you know? You just...
Now, the...
You get some sleep.
The white lines on the road, that's a new phenomena they put out in the last probably 20, 30 years. You know, when you drive on the white line, go... get back on the normal side of the street.
Yeah.
They implemented that in the last 20, 30 years. Unless it's older by you guys, I don't know, but yeah, that's it.
Yeah, on the side of the road.
You know what I'm talking about? The white line when you hit it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's for them drunk drivers. Or when you're sleeping.
Yeah. It does work. It does work. It wakes you up. So.
Yeah, I think that was a good idea. They even make it for the middle on a two-lane road where they make it for the middle.
Oh, they spread it, do they?
Yeah.
It's usually on the side. At least here in Australia, it's on the... Because we drive on the right side. You guys drive on the left side. So it's on our right side. Sorry to bother you guys. Should I even have called in? Should I just go away?
You just need somebody to talk to, man.
Yeah, I do. I do. Two feathers, mate.
Well, we're just glad that you, you took your time out and you came with
Don't pick me up, bro. Don't pick me up, please. Just do your best, man.
Well, you listening just
to you,
with
listening
a
to you
heart,
and Sarge.
That's what I appreciate, you know.
Huh?
I said you came with a kind heart tonight, and that's what I can appreciate.
Oh yeah. No, I'm faking it. I'm faking it. I'm a loser. I got nothing but hate in my heart, bro. I'm a loser.
But we're gonna fill you back up with the good stuff.
Oh, I need. What do I need? I don't know what I need. What do you need? Two feathers. What do you need?
What do I need?
What do you need, Two Feathers? Yeah.
I need.
I'm asking
along
you.
With millions of other people in the United States and probably Australia. I think we all need our money returned back to us that they've been stealing from us for thousands of years. That's what I need.
The money. We don't need money.
No, if they would do the system right, we would.
Yeah, spiritual level doesn't require money. You know that. You know that right. More than anyone, yeah. Mate. The Jew system, they got us all screwed, mate. They got us Illuminati, all seeing eye, the pyramid. We
Freemasons, skull and bones.
They got the cities locked down. They know what's up. They just,
oh, yeah.
We're all patsies. We're all patsies. Wow, well, I'm a patsy.
What did George Carlin say? They got you by the balls.
That's it. You're not in the club. You're not in the big club. That's
You're
right,
not
man.
In the big club. And they're coming after your pension. They want your retirement. They want your Social Security. And they're going to get it.
They're going to get it. They got it. Yeah, they got it. Well, they print the money, so.
Our kids in the future, man, they talk about they wouldn't have no Social Security. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me?
Have you seen the movie Navigator?
No. What is that?
You've never seen a movie called Navigator. Sarge, have you seen a movie called Navigator?
Sarge's seen a lot of movies too, Bob.
So this movie came out in 1986, and it's about a flying saucer, a navigator. Does it ring a bell?
No.
Wow. Okay. Shit. That's it. I got nothing. I just said it was a good movie. It actually sparked a lot of mental stuff to do with UFOs when Navigator came out. The movie's about a flying saucer that falls out the sky or whatever, and it abducts a child, David. And he goes on this exploration tour, and the navigator, the flying saucer, brings him back, but it's like 10 years later. So his mom and dad has grown, and his brother has grown, but he's still like the kid. And they're like, what the hell? And so, yeah, it was a freaky movie. And Navigator. People know what I'm talking about if they're listening, but no, you never seen it. Okay.
No, never seen it. I mean, I used to watch stuff like Star Trek, Captain Kirk back in the day, you know?
Yeah.
I used to watch that. Yeah.
Navigator. What? You've never seen Navigator. All right. So
no,
that's your homework.
Was it a black and white movie?
No, color. Color.
I was in color.
1986. It's a freaking flying saucer in the movie. It's like, if you watch it, you'll be like, oh my God, this is a documentary.
Yeah.
You'll be like, what? It's a good movie.
Yeah,
it's a good movie.
Man, they pushing, who was that? Tucker Carlson, I think, a little while back had mentioned that's what the agenda that they're trying to push now, because the fact of, you know, they really don't have, are they trying to mind rape us all into going into their propaganda? So that's the propaganda that they're using nowadays, is UFOs and all this alien
stuff.
You know?
Keep us in the head, Candy. I want to mention that while you brought up Tucker, I want to say this out live, that remember there was all that buzz about him having 80 million views on Twitter? Everyone's like, oh, everyone loves Tucker. No, because when I loaded up Twitter, it was automatically there. So he got an automatic view. 80 million people didn't watch his shit. To be honest, no one did. It was forced on us. It was forced on me. It was forced on me. No, I shouldn't say all of us. It was forced on me that Tucker Carlson's little 8-minute video or whatever was on Twitter, that when I turned Twitter on, it was the first thing shown to me. So therefore it was forced upon me. So he got millions of views automatically because people just logged onto Twitter. They didn't go watch his shit. So I'm still going for Baron Trump. Oh, I gotta do code. You don't know about my codes, man. I got codes.
Yeah, Tucker Carlson is for the people that like to swim in the 1 foot and 2 foot of the swimming pool, but scared to go in the deep water.
Yeah.
Over.
That's pretty deep, bro. Shallow, but deep.
I think that, just being honest.
I think that he was a joke within a joke.
He wants to play political footsies, just like Rob DeSantis in a lot of ways is no different than Trump. I mean, they talk a good game when they run it for president, but when they get in there, you know, it's like all the what they spoke about just becomes null and void. They just forget about what they spoke about on a campaign trail.
Yeah. You know? They're all useless, mate. Like, again, like, do your best. You got to feed your family. We got to eat. We got to seek shelter. All these politicians, the rubbish, the garbage, all of them, every single one of them. And we're going to barrack for them. They're like football teams, you know.
Yep.
We're throwing up Trump scarves and, you know, it's just rubbish. We need to do what's best for us in the sense that learning about seeding and food and planning and that's probably the most valuable information one could have. Now, I'm guilty of not doing it, but I get it. I respect it. And I wish I had more knowledge about it. So, for the politicians, mate.
If I had time, I'd love to be planning. I would, man. Yeah. I would love to be planning right now.
You earn the dollar. You and Sarge earn the money, so you got to do that. And you're doing the best for yourselves. That's it. That's all you can ask for, man.
But I mean, I'd like to be doing that type of canned food. I'm sure Sarge's grandmother and mom probably canned food, like, you know, from the garden. Mm-hmm.
That's what I grew up on.
Yeah, they put them in the jars. I saw it.
Yeah, them fig preserves.
Yep. What about
vegetables? What decade did you grow up in, Sarge?
What's that?
What decade did you grow up in?
Well, my grandparents were sharecroppers. They worked off the land. They made their money off the land.
What'd you say? Sharecroppers?
Yeah, sharecroppers.
But I still don't hear it. What sharecroppers?
Yeah, sharecroppers. Like there were allotted a plot of land to till and farm year round in exchange for like 30% of the profit.
So a share and crop. Is that the word you were saying? Okay.
Yes.
I've never heard that before. Well, again, okay, what decade were you? Because you seem to be about my age, 40, 50s maybe. So you would have grown, 60s, 70s and 80s would have been your most influential time. I'm assuming, like it was for me.
Yeah, I'm 45, so 78.
Okay, yeah, you got me by 3 years. So, yeah, you're 90s too, right? Tupac, Biggie, man.
I grew up with hip-hop.
That's my pubescent. Damn, mate. I was watching X-Men on Cheese TV in Australia. What's up, Aussies? Like, when I was like 16, they were playing X-Men on Cheese. This show had Cheese TV. And I was like, well, what the hell is this? This cartoon's the greatest cartoon I've ever seen. Because it was Ninja Turtles before that. Oh, do you remember Inspector Gadget? You would have been watching that. Banana Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Nickelodeon. Yeah. Go Gadget.
See, we didn't have that. We didn't have Nico. We didn't have Nickelodeon. We just had TV shows that played cartoons. But yeah, your Nickelodeon thing was a huge, it's an American thing. Disney, and then Britney Spears was Disney. But nah, man, X-Men, and what was the other thing I just said? Ninja Turtles. Sorry, two feathers.
I go way back so far.
Well, where are you at, Two Feathers? What was your cartoons, mate?
Willie and the Chopper Bunch.
What?
Willie and the Chopper Bunch.
Sesame Street stuff.
That's when you had to hit the TV a couple times.
Yeah. Man, look, people ain't even heard of that. They had,
is that Sesame Street?
Yeah, they had Speed Buggy.
Speed buggy.
Yeah, speed buggy and wheelie and a chopper punch.
I'm thinking of the Volkswagen, but that's probably not it. Anyway. Oh, I love you, fellas. I love you. I hate you. I hate myself. It's all good.
Yeah.
Gangsters, mate.
Yeah, welcome to the
I'm
party,
a piece of
pal.
Shit. By the way, I'm a piece of shit, so.
But they always had Bugs Bunny and Popeye.
Oh, yeah, Bugs Bunny. Yeah. Oh. Yeah,
the
Looney
Tunes, huh?
Looney Tunes, Looney Tunes.
Yeah, that sounds like our government today, huh?
Mel Blanc, eh? He did all the voices, Mel Blanc.
Freaking Looney Tunes. Yeah. Hey. Oh, that's a good name for the government of the day, huh? Damn, Looney Tunes.
They're running the show.
Running the damn show.
And we I'm a 9/11ist.
Hey, we watching Daffy Duck as the president, huh?
I'm Daffy. Wow.
Oh, boy.
Banana. I remember that, yeah, Daffy Duck. Wow.
Yeah, Daffy wow. Duck is doing well. I'm sucking this. Sucking this.
Yeah, that's good. That's like Sylvester Stallone. Sucker and Succotash.
Yeah.
But Daffy Duck was the same then.
The screen, huh?
Remember when they Elmer Fudd shut his beak off and then his beak would flip around his face? I'm a hunting rabbits.
Yeah, he would always... Try to smack that board or whatever.
Okay, sorry to ruin your show, Two Feathers. You could have done it without me and Sarge. Sorry, guys.
It's, hey, we had up. Fun, Pones. It was good to have you, my friend. And
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, man, it was just good to hear you. You come with a kind heart tonight, so we do appreciate you coming with that.
I was nice.
You know?
Was I nice?
Yeah, you was really nice. Good.
Because right. I can be evil. I can be really evil. I can flip.
Yeah, you leave that one at home.
I'll leave that, yeah. My twin, that's my twin. I'll be like, yeah, get in the closet. I'm being good tonight.
Yep, so there's the music. Y'all come back and join us next week on the Cognitive Reality Show. Signing off. Time to roll. We love y'all. Donate if you can. Stay tuned for what's next.
Carry on. Keep going. Nothing on. I'm going to keep going.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for listening to Revolution.
I love you, Sarge. I love you, Two Feathers. Be
hey,
safe. Do your best.
Truth Jihad?
You
hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors.
We're still on air.
The Homeland Security agents.
You want to keep going?
Often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway?
I don't know. Everybody I think knows somebody else might be coming
but
on
jihad
a while.
Is a misunderstood term.
Nah.
Jihad
there's no one else coming on.
Or
oh, later on.
Greater jihad
Dave Mackey,
be
but...
A better person, while
yeah,
the
not now.
Jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet
it's up to you, man, if you
want to
put up my shit, because I'm gonna dribble in your ear.
Flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad.
Do you want me
Radio
to host it?
Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
Oh, this is Two Feathers is upset. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean anything.
Sure.
I love you. I love you guys, man. Come on, man. Stop.
Are you interested?
I'll hang up.
Murder mystery.
I'm sorry.
Real natural law. Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right here. On Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's IP. Welcome to the Crypt.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for tuning in to